listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 5. Today's episode is titled The Dopamine Reset: Completion, Reflection, and Renewal for an Overstimulated World. And let's name something gently. Many of us are not just tired, we're overstimulated. Constant notifications, endless scrolling, breaking news, emails, deadlines, noise, urgency, and the pressure to respond, react, produce, and perform. And then we wonder, why can't I focus? Why do I feel restless? Why do I feel numb and wired at the same time? And why am I exhausted but can't slow down? Season 7 is about completion, reflection, and renewal. And today's episode is about completing cycles of overstimulation, reflecting on how our brains have adapted, and renewing our relationship with dopamine. This is not a dopamine detox. This is a dopamine reset, rooted in compassion, not restriction. So before we go any further, let's slow the body and place one hand on your chest. And inhale slowly through your nose and hold gently. And exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale and exhale. And now say quietly to yourself, I don't need to rush. My body can slow down, and I'm allowed to rest. Then let your shoulders drop. This episode is an invitation, not a demand. So let's get clear and clinically. Dopamine is often misunderstood. It's not the pleasure chemical. Dopamine is a motivation and anticipation neurotransmitter. It's involved in focus, learning, drive, reward, prediction, and habit formation. Dopamine spikes when we anticipate something, not just when we receive it. And here's the issue. Modern life provides constant dopamine spikes. Social media, notifications, emails, likes, scrolling, fast content, and multitasking. When dopamine is constantly overstimulated, the brain adapts. And what does that look like? Reduced focus, difficulty enjoying simple things, increased impulsivity, emotional flatness, needing more to feel motivated, and burnout. And this is not a personal failure. This is neurobiology responding to the environment. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Okay, so let's anchor this episode in our Season 7 framework. Completion means we stop living in constant stimulation. It means ending the cycle of endless scrolling, constant urgency, and dopamine chasing. Reflection asks, how am I consuming? What am I avoiding by staying busy? And what do I reach for when I feel uncomfortable? Renewal means restraining the brain to tolerate stillness, boredom, slowness, and presence. Because presence is where healing lives. Now let's talk signs, not labels. You might benefit from a dopamine reset if you struggle to focus on one task. Silence feels uncomfortable. You check your phone with such reflex. You feel restless during rest. You multitask constantly. You feel numb without stimulation. And you feel guilty for slowing down. Again, this is not about discipline. This is about nervous system conditioning. So take a moment and take a breath and ask yourself, what do I reach for when I feel bored? What do I reach for when I feel anxious? What do I reach for when I feel lonely? And what am I afraid I'll feel if things get quiet? And you can write this down later if you can, because the goal is not to remove dopamine. The goal is to restore balance. So let's talk about what a dopamine reset actually looks like. Not extreme, not punishing, not all or nothing. And here are some gentle reset practices. Single tasking instead of multitasking. Turning off non-essential notifications. Phone-free mornings or evenings. Sitting in silence for 2 to 3 minutes. Walking without your earpieces. Eating without screens. Doing one thing slowly. And allowing boredom without fixing it. Boredom is not the enemy. Boredom is where creativity, regulation, and insight return. So let me say that again. Boredom is where the nervous system recalibrates. And here's an important reminder, especially for trauma survivors. If stillness feels overwhelming, start small. For some nervous systems, silence once meant danger. So renewal is gradual. You don't force stillness. You build safety into it. And a dopamine reset should feel grounding, supportive, and stabilizing, not triggering. So again, place one hand on your chest and repeat after me. I don't need constant stimulation to be okay. I can tolerate stillness. I trust my body to recalibrate. And I choose balance over burnout. Now take a breath. And as I close today's episode, remember, completion means letting go of constant urgency. Reflection means noticing how you consume. And renewal means choosing presence over pressure. You are not behind. You are not lazy. You are not broken. You are responding to a world that moves way too fast. And season 7 invites you to slow down with intention. So if this episode supported you, feel free to share it with someone who needs permission to rest. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.